Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold, listening to this music, while you wait and wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call, because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
Hey, what it do?
Ahoy! Welcome back.
Thanks. Welcome back to you.
Well, I was back yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
I let people behind the curtain yesterday. Yeah. That was one of my favorite text exchanges that we've ever had in the 20 years of doing this.
Did you read it?
Well, no, I did not read it. But I let people know that about 7 o'clock, 7:30.
In the morning. Yesterday.
Yes, that one, Jordan Schultz, there's Schultzy in there, by the way, still wearing Mariner gear.
Schultzy.
Having himself a sports cry.
You know what?
You know what's going on.
Yeah, we'll get to Schultzy and
what do you say?
Yeah. Well, I've got a lot to say, but we'll get there. I think Schultzy, it's wild to me that Schultzy, I'm honored to have Schultzy on the show specifically today.
Yeah.
Because if there's ever a day where Schultzy is the man that the fan listeners want to hear from most,
that would be today.
It's today.
Yeah, it's today.
And we've got him exclusively here.
I will say that as Springer hit that ball, the exact words that came out of my mouth were, F. And then immediately my mind, it didn't go to anything other than, poor Schultzy.
Yeah, I thought about Schultzy.
And you know me, I am not a sports texter. I don't check in. I'm not one of those guys. I don't taunt. But I just want you to know, Schultzy, as I watched that ball leave, outside of, and then the BTJ looking at me and going, not good, and me going, nope. My next thought was, poor Schultz.
I appreciate it.
And he was in, I knew he was in Seattle, too.
Yep.
And I was like,
oh, you were up there. Huh?
Yeah,
I was at T-Mobile,
there.
Yeah. For the, they had a watch party for Game 7. It was fun watching it on the big screen for six innings. Felt like it was a possibility.
But I knew he was up there because Schultzy sent us a group text at like 7:30 in the morning saying, hey guys, so sorry, but like I can't make the half show today. Russ is going to have to do it. And then right afterwards, a Rob follow-up with, we have a show? Question mark. News to me.
Well, it was news to everyone, wasn't it?
No one knew. We had a show.
Well, I was promoting all last week, like no show Monday. Sukan and I will be back on Tuesday. No show Monday. Nobody caught that?
No one. Schultzy read an email, I guess, like first thing Monday morning and was like, oh, crap.
How about Schultzy with the good catch?
I just love that Schultzy, Buck's already left. Schultzy's like, hey, guys, I'm in Seattle. Rob with, I'm in San Diego. Who would have thought the Portugal kid would be the only one here? I'm like, well, I guess it's me. Texted Rust. I'm like, all right, Rusty, you and me, we ride. Son of a gun. Here we go.
Let me see if I can read that thread. Where is that?
Here it is. I just thoroughly enjoyed the news to me. No one knew. What a Swiss watch we have going here at the fan.
Yeah. Well, I blame Dusty. I have the receipts to prove.
Well, he owned it.
I asked him, do we have a show Monday?
Yeah.
And he said no. So, and I have official proof of that.
Yeah, let me just say I'm happy on the record that I'm not the one that officially screwed this up, because no. I thought that I was. I
felt like you're the sort of lovable fellow that would take the blame.
Yeah.
And you don't know. This is not on you.
Okay. All right.
This is not you.
Fighting for a job over here, too, no, so it's like, not on F minus.
This is not on you, Schulte.
So here's the thread. Very short. It's just yesterday at 7:35 a.m. Yo, gents, Rusty will be in for the half show today. I'd already made plans to drive my wife up to Seattle thinking Monday Night Football had us totally preempted. My bad on that one. Back in the chair tomorrow, though. I said, we have a show? News to me. I'm in San Diego. Schulte, yeah, sorry, I forgot you weren't back today. Apparently, since Monday Night Football is a 7 p.m. kick, we're on from 3 to 5. Woke up and read the email from Swag, was confused. Not sure we've ever had such a late Seahawks kick before. And then Soup chimes in, and he says, I thought we were off as well, but I'm home. I'm good at least.
Yeah.
And then Schulte says, I'll keep in touch with Dusty just to make sure he's aware of what's up. As far as he knew, when I talked to him Saturday, we didn't have a show, but like I said, didn't realize that. And then I said, yeah, I don't think anyone knew that. I land tomorrow early afternoon with the F-U finger.
Yeah.
And then Suk, so me and Rusty, ride at 3. Looks like LOL. See you fools tomorrow. Safe travels.
I just love.
And there's our text thread about how we figured out that there was a show yesterday. Or half a show.
It's like, well, it's only, BTJ, she was working from home because we had just gotten back the night before. And so I wandered upstairs. She was working. I said, hey, FYI, I'm actually after work today. She goes, what? And I'm like, it's a long story. So I throw on some pants, and I'm like, let's start the old day.
Yeah, at least you wore pants.
I did, yeah. Turn and burn.
Well, do we talk about it now? Or?
Yeah, I mean, it just that one.
Just rip it off like a Band-Aid?
Yeah. Rob said, off the air, we were in here, and we were talking, and again, lamenting. Little Jordan Schulte and his headband. And I thought you summed it up best when you said, they're not all created equal. Nope, that one's...
And that one's going to sting.
That one's going to sting for a while.
Like for a long time.
We've all had breakups. We've all been dumped. But there's always the one.
Well,
and I'll tell you what, that old Becky. Becky's going to leave a mark. You'll be thinking about Becky. You'll move on to better relationships. But you know what? You'll still think about Becky. And boy, That one's going to stick with Mariner fan for a while.
Sports have ripped all of our hearts out.
Yes. More often than not.
At one point or another in time. And it's not all created equal. Like, I can tell you definitively, every time Kansas gets bounced from the NCAA tournament, it sucks. But some of them are way harder to swallow than others.
Yeah.
Just depends on how the game goes down, who you lose to, what was in front of you, you know, the whole thing. And, man, I'm not a Mariner fan. I may be the one who jinxed the Mariners, and I'll own that, because I was talking a lot of S.
Yeah.
You weren't here, but when you were in Portugal, those first two games, I came on here, I was like, that team had the best record in the American, that team sucks! Who are these guys?
The patented Isaac
Punching Roth. Judy.
The patented Isaac Roth. These guys suck!
They look terrible! Barger, Clement, all their relievers were gas cans. I'm like, oh my God, short series. It went the distance.
It initially looked like it was going to be, so yeah.
The thing I underestimated, guys, was, and no offense, Schulte,
Mariner's gonna Mariner?
Yes.
Yeah.
I totally underestimated.
God.
It felt different, so I didn't put too much stock in that. I'm like, this team's good. This isn't your typical Mariner. They were.
You got Charlie Brown, man. You put down that ball, and you thought Lucy was gonna hold it, and you know what? That cruel bitch, she yanked it. And by the way, of all the people that could kick you in the giblets, George Effin Springer?
Yeah,
really
makes it worse.
Like that, like a little fly in the ointment there, just one last little insult, it's that guy. Mm. And on top of it, you got the whole, you beamed him in the knee, and then they came out afterwards and said that the fans were cheering, which they kind of were. But like, you know, that... You got a little Philadelphia fan thing going on there, and then he gets his redemption off that. Like, that's just, there's just no.
Yeah, the whole thing
was
really heartbreaking.
Yeah.
And I feel for Mariner fans today. I do. That was awful. It will linger. But I have two things that I must disseminate to make you guys feel a little better. Well, I mean, we've been through.
Nothing's going to make this better.
We've been through serious. Well, it gets better.
Time.
It's just time.
Yeah.
Like it's. There's nothing you can do. It's just over time you will. You know, you'll never forget it.
No.
But it'll wane.
Yeah.
But I told Schulte this off the air. Worth. I don't know. It was a misfire, but it kind of worked. I was going to try to do something with it, and then, yeah.
It's okay. Get fired up, Schultz.
We're on to Hard Knocks, where we're going to motivate Schultz with Hard Knocks?
110 days until next year's spring training or whatever it is.
111,
yeah. I heard. 111, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, okay, that's another thing before I get to my other point. The Mariners are good. They, you know, they'll be back, hopefully. I mean, they're a good team. Like, you got stuff to work with there. It's not like
you sound so convincing.
Well, that wasn't a fluke. No. They're good. No. So just they gotta get some guy. I think they gotta get some just get on base guys. Some more contact guys. Like, they got too many. It's just home run or strikeout, and they don't move runners over.
Well,
they
even said it. No team relied on the home run more than, exactly. than the Mariners.
So they gotta kind of mix that up a little bit. But
they need professional hitters.
Yeah, yeah. But here. So my team sucked for 35 years.
Yes.
From the time I was a child. 1985, they won the World Series. Fast forward to 2014. Okay. Long time.
Mm-hmm.
You can probably do the math there.
Yeah.
Is that 40 years?
85 to, what
15,
was it?
15, 30 years. 30 years.
Yeah.
85 to 14?
Yes. 29, 30.
29 years. My team was terrible.
Mm-hmm.
And then out of the blue, they go to the World Series.
Yeah.
Jace.
And got Bumgarnered.
And they get all the way to a game seven, much like was, now that was, of course, the ALCS last night, but you get the idea. You get all the way to a game seven, you can taste it.
Yeah.
And they get a runner on third base in the bottom of the ninth to tie the game. And they did not send that runner.
Yeah, I remember that.
And he was stranded. Salvi popped out, and the Royals lost the World Series.
It was that idea of, I kind of forgot about that until you brought it up, because it was the idea of, was it the right move, knowing that you're probably not going to get a hit off of Bumgarner, so take your chances right there and send
him. Well, and it was heartbreaking. Yeah. Listen, I don't know if it compares to what Mariner fans going through right now, but it was very heartbreaking for a Royals fan who was thinking, our thought was, that was our chance.
Yeah.
We're never going to get back.
Yeah.
It, like, that was a fluky year there. Mm-hmm. They just, everything fell right, and we had a chance to win the World Series. We didn't do it, and it's now going to be another 30 years before you win the World Series.
Yeah. It was
well,
not.
What ended up happening, Jace? Jace, the Royals went to the World Series the very next year, and they won it.
Do you know that yesterday was the anniversary of Alex Gordon in Game 1?
Yeah, the big bomb to center.
Yeah.
A familia.
Yeah. Yeah, yesterday. Thank you, by the way, of the 7 people that sent me that on Twitter. I appreciate that. So many people were thinking of me in that moment. That
good
was
reminder.
That was wonderful. Great. Thank you.
So anyway, Schultz, I want you to remember that.
Yeah.
That did happen. You just never know. You never know, man.
No.
You never know.
I appreciate you guys. That yeah, this one's going to be with me for a while. And I understand you guys have said that, but like I've been thinking just like since last night, like how long is it going to take for me to get over this? Like by Christmas, by spring training of 2026, like by next playoff season?
Honestly, Schultz,
holy S.
That
I'm heartbroken, guys. Like I told Rob before the show started, like I think the biggest thing in all this is like my dad is like 61, 62, man. We were 8 outs away. And I want to go see one of these with my dad. I do not care. I was not going to be disappointed if they didn't win. Super, super hopeful. But just getting to the World Series to face off against the Dodgers, man, my dad spent $400 on a custom Mariners glove to bring to the World Series because he was so excited and felt it takes a lot for my dad to feel these vibes.
He was even feeling these vibes.
I think that's the thing is, you know, for that fan base to never have been, I mean, I think there's only what 5 teams to never have won a World Series, only one team to have never have been. And, you know, when the Mets knocked out the Brewers last year, and the Brewers were better than the Mets on the Pete Alonso home run, and by the way, that ended up killing Bob Uecker. Feel bad about that one. Like as awesome as that was, I did feel for Milwaukee. Like if that's the Red Sox, I don't give two S's. And whether it's Seattle or you know any sort of local tie, the fact that it's one of those franchises. I feel because that is a fan base that has never had that opportunity. And there's a lot of those stories about fathers and sons and kids and all that. And that just,
well, think about how oldest Mariner fan must feel.
Yeah. Yeah.
I saw there were probably 5,000.
Well, that's the Bob Uecker theory. Like,
yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And what did Bob say? I think at the end of it, he said that one's got some, I think he said that one's got some sting on it. I think was his, after the home run, like you could hear it in his voice, and he knew he may not be around for another one of those, and he wasn't, and you could just hear that one felt different because it was there. It was there for him.
I mean, there were probably 5,000 people at T-Mobile last night just for the watch party for Game 7, and I saw at least like two significant olds, you know, like Walker status. And I'm just like, man, win it for these guys. Like, if not for anybody else, win it for the people that have probably spent year after year listening to Dave Niehaus, to Rick Riz, to Aaron Goldsmith on the radio and spent tens of thousands of dollars on y'all's asses. Like, it just, so many things today making me in my feels. So.
Well, and that's the thing is you'll move on, but you'll never get over it. Like, that one will haunt you until they win an actual World Series. Or they make to the World Series and lose it, and then that becomes your recent heartbreak. That one will stick with you. Like, you know, the Detroit Red Wings are the team that I root for more than any, and they've won several Stanley Cups in my life. But they lost Game 7 in 2009 to the Pittsburgh Penguins, and it still pisses me off. And by the way, they haven't been back since. They haven't made the playoffs in 10 years, and they kind of stink. Although this year they're decent, and I still remember that one, and that's not a long-suffering fan base. If anything, you know, the Red Wings are one of the best franchises in hockey history. But, you know, I certainly think about it. You know, Game 7 at home, losing that one, they just, those things stick with you. And so as a Mariner fan, until you win one, that one, or there's a worse loss, that one's going to be in your kitchen. And that's why sports is both the best and the cruelest thing. Because in your lifetime, you may get one or two moments of pure ecstasy, but you're going to get about 50, you know, kicks right in the jewels.
Sports is pretty much the worst.
Yeah.
But yeah. I, for the first time in my life, sports have been like encompassing who I am as a person. I want to be a sports broadcaster since yay big. Like, I hated sports last night. For the first time in my life, I was like, this sucks. F this.
But that's the stuff that keeps you alive. Let you know that you sucks, got something kinda in there that still works. Get a little tears, you know, get some smiles, get some joy.
They did bring you a lot of joy.
Yes.
Schulte.
That's the greatest season in Mariner history. And yeah. I even asked that
I need
today.
This. I
it was
need
a
to
fun
be reminded.
Ride.
Yeah, I need to be reminded of this, you guys. Thank you.
I asked that. I just kind of put that out on Twitter amongst the Mariner fan. I said, now that it's over, you had 24 hours to digest it. How do you end up remembering this? Is it a positive season? Is it just anger? Is it disappointment? Because look, this is the greatest season in Mariner history. And maybe as I go, like, think about it. Cal may win an MVP. He hit 60, for God's sakes. Arguably the best team in the American League. Thought you were better than the Blue Jays. You probably still believe that. You were a couple out shy, one run of getting someplace you've never been. You went further than you've ever been. I would make the argument this is better than 2001 when you won 116 games. So I don't know. I don't know if as time fades, if anyone will have that perspective or if the way it went down, if it will never end up feeling like that's okay. It's like last year with the Ducks. You were the number one team in the country for most of the year. But you know, the way it went out with Ohio State, it's hard to think of anything other than 34-0 at the half.
Well, 2 minutes in,
yeah.
As a Duck fan, I'm like, well, all right, we're done. I mean, I felt six innings last night, especially in the fifth and the sixth. I'm like, oh, my God, is this going to happen? Like, we're getting close. And then, man, my wife can attest to this. Like, credit to her. She just held me because I started at the top of the seventh. I just started to feel sick, like sick to my stomach, like, oh, I don't know if this is going to hold. Like, and there were other opportunities earlier in the game, you know, that could have, you could debate why they lost, how they lost. But I guess that was the ultimate thing that frustrated me. And I think that Cal Raleigh hit on after the game was that the earlier moments in the series, the earlier moments in the game, it didn't just come down to that home run by Springer. And I think that's, you know, kind of fills in the rest of the frustration about this for me. It's like, damn it, they had them on the rails twice,
you know,
during
what you
this
need?
Series.
I have a drop for you. For today.
Okay.
This game recap.
yeah, you know what? F this game recap.
You need
recap.
A little Dan Dickerson of the Tigers. He was like, F this. Did you hear that?
Yeah, I did hear that.
F this game recap.
Thank you.
He got caught on the hot mic.
Yeah, hot mic,
after
hot mic.
After the Tigers lost the last game to the Mariners. Yeah.
This game recap.
That's what I say.
I like when announcers, were you listening at all driving home?
To what?
To the oh, well, you were driving home. Yeah. You were in San Diego. So I was listening to the Mariner broadcast. I had my choice, and so I was listening to the Mariner one. And, boy, Rick Riz, the one where Naylor clearly jumped up and interfered, and they called him out on the double play. I thought Rick Riz was going to blow his hairpiece. He's like, "There's a terrible call. Terrible. That's not on Naylor. That's a great play on Naylor." He was just losing it. And then I went to the national broadcast, and they just calmly go to the rule book, and they're like, "Yeah, he was out." Rick Riz had an absolute meltdown. It's fun when the home announcer, you know, it's personal. It's personal.
Why was that the bad call?
Okay, Naylor clearly jumped up to hit the ball.
So why is that a bad call?
Because the Mariners ended up with the double play, and Rick Riz apparently doesn't understand the rules. But it was hilarious listening to him. Like, he was having a meltdown.
Swing and a foul.
He was having one of those. You thought a foul ball. He was like, "It's terrible. Yeah, it's absolutely ridiculous." He's like, "That's such a smart play by Naylor." He's like, "That's on the shortstop to get the throw around him." What the? He was just losing it.
No, I turned to my wife. She's like, "What? That's not illegal." I said, "Bebe, those runners go down usually. They don't jump up."
Do you call her Bebe?
You can't jump up and do a spin around. I like the effort, taking one in the neck for the team, but yeah, you can't do that.
No, and I do call her Bebe.
Bebe?
Bebe.
Bebe.
Bebe. Nice. Bebe.
Bebe. Bebe.
All right, well, we've got other segments. Maybe we can put this to bed with one more. That was a big sigh. You okay over there?
Yeah, I feel
you sad.
I feel like looking at Schultze, and he's wearing the damn headband today, and he just looks all disheveled, and he's got bad. I just feel bad.
I want to
do something for him.
Go give him a hug.
Look at him.
3 hours of sleep. I only packed Mariners gear coming home from Seattle last night. Like,
I want to tussle his hair and call him sport. So it's gonna be all right, sport.
All right, well, let's do one more little Mariner segment here. And then we'll move on to some other sports stuff. You know, the NBA opens tonight.
Yeah, I know. On NBC.
Well, that wasn't the reaction I was looking for out of sports guy over there.
Whatever.
What do you mean, whatever?
It's a
big game.
You heard me. Whatever.
All right. We'll be right back. Thank you for being with us here on Tuesday. It is 105.1 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold, listening to this music. While you wait and wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call. Because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Joe says, "I'm just glad we're almost done talking about the Seattle Mariners in Portland."
I love that there's that weird, like, you don't have a baseball team. Like, that's the...
Not yet.
That is the closest thing you can't even sniff. So, well, you, for all that hatred, what you'd rather, what, root for the Giants? Like, that's like you're gonna go California.
Yeah, we have a lot of Seahawks fans here.
I know.
For the disdain towards baseball and the Mariners to exist in the same spot as the love for the Seahawks and even the Kraken to a certain point, it's odd.
I mean, I get obviously not being a Sonics guy, but it's not like you ever had a baseball team and you had an NFL team. I mean, that weird sort of deep-seated hatred of that city, no matter what, is fascinating to me.
Yeah, I don't know if it's hatred as much as it's maybe just they don't care.
Indifference.
There's some people that are like, why are we... Like, you know, the Mariners, they have a lot of fans down here. But what I would say about that is we did get a lot of Mariner talk on the station, like an exorbitant amount, because last week we had Schultze on here,
yeah,
and the games were on during the show, and then Luke is a huge Mariner fan. He's on for an hour before us. So there was a lot of Mariner talk, and I'm gonna imagine for some people that they're like, I don't really care about the Mariners. Yeah. But what I would say is, even though that was in the Pacific Northwest, which, I mean, you know, we are in the Pacific Northwest. Yeah. It was just a cool sports story.
Yeah, it was.
Like, they were...
I
had people texting me. I have friends in other parts of the country that were texting me like, dude, I'm gutted for Mariners. Like, everybody was pulling for the Mariners.
Yes.
Because nobody likes the Dodgers, and you can't root for the Dodgers unless you're a Dodger fan. They're the new Yankees. Mm-hmm. And it's the other team was Canada.
Yeah.
I'm rooting for them.
See, I agree with you. And to a YouTuber, Harley, he says, breaking news, Seattle is not Portland. It transcends Portland and Seattle. Do you guys, that's kind of the point. Do you not understand? This is a massive story.
Also, how about this, as a sports host here, how about get a baseball team? Get us something we can talk about. Give us something we can sink our teeth into.
Hey, the Timbers have a big wild card game tomorrow.
Who?
The Timbers.
I mean, come on, we're trying here. We talk about you if you got something. What are we going to do? Talk about the Blazers for 7 hours?
Husky fan sometimes gives me crap. He's like, why do you guys talk more Huskies? I'm like, well, be good. Like,
yeah, stop blowing games right and left.
If you
hire a good coach. Oh, wait, they had Kalen DeBoer.
Yeah. And by the way, when you went
to the national championship.
We talked about you a lot. So, yeah, it's one of those.
Fans are always butthurt about stuff like that.
And now I think we can all universally root for the Toronto Blue Jays, right? Against the... Now, there is the thing, Schultze. Can you put past the butthurt of getting Springered, or do you have to pull for the new evil empire?
Oh, I hate that. The Toronto Blue Jays now hold a special place in my deep disdain.
You're all aboard the Dodger Express, then?
I have to be. This World Series, it'll be a side watch for me, but going forward, the Blue Jays, F you. F all of you. F your fans. And personally, I hope that, like, that kind of warm, friendly welcome to Seattle when Toronto Blue Jays fans invade T-Mobile Park during the regular season. I expect that to go away. I think that will turn into disdain. I hope fights break out between Mariners and Blue Jays fans. F you. Get out of our stadium. Get out of our city.
Well,
no.
Wait a
F
minute.
All of you.
Where does that come from?
Well, so the Blue Jays are obviously Canada's team, right? So anytime they come to Seattle
they
for a series,
they travel well.
Yeah, it's annoying. I don't want to hear Blue Jays fans.
Yeah, Rob, at this point, you're not getting through. There's no logic here,
I want classy Schultze today. I don't want that anger. Come on, man. You needed to play better. You needed to pitch better, and you needed to hit better to win that series.
Well, and that's the thing.
Not
like
wrong.
Every
so
Mariner.
So quit saying, "Oh, Toronto, I hate them." Don't blame them. Blame yourself.
Their fans suck. Screw them. And stop invading our stadium. I felt that long before
this
series.
Throw Bud Light bottles at babies.
I would like to say that I love our brothers to the north. I pull for the Canadians.
Yeah, so. This is going to hurt your feelings, Schultze, probably. But as a person who did not have a dog in the fight, I was pulling for the Mariners.
Yeah.
But now that the Mariners are out, I'm instantly flipping back to Toronto.
By the way, I've been informed that I will not be rooting for the Blue Jays.
You got to root for Shohei.
Yeah, so explaining the situation and what was happening last night, I was immediately informed that there will be no rooting for the Toronto Blue Jays in my household.
Well,
and I think she meant it. I think there was a fiery stare looking at me if I dare root against Shohei Ohtani.
I will say, you know, Shohei does make you want to, I mean, like, you don't want to root for the Dodgers, but Shohei's pretty freaking awesome. Like, he's hard to hate.
Yeah.
So that helps.
Well, that, and I'm terrified of the BTJ. So, you know, secretly, I'll be rooting for the Blue Jays, but outwardly, it will be like in Major League when, like, he hits a home run and the GM has to, like, quietly, like, yeah, like, just quietly, you know, clap. But also at the same time, I have a really hard time rooting for Springer. Like, had it been anyone other than him and the cheating ass Astros, the only like saving grace is, boy, he's aged poorly. He's got that weird bald spot going now and that mohawk, and he looks all raggedy. I was like, really, George Springer? But he showed his hot wife, and now he's out there hitting home runs. I'm like, damn it, that guy. He just is like a postseason monster. He just did like...
Yeah, he's not likable.
No.
By any means.
No.
But...
he's probably back there banging on trash cans, tipping pitches. And by the way, for every Mariner fan that's ready to string up Dan Wilson, go blame your runners in scoring position. Go blame your 6, 7, 8, 9 hitters that did nothing all series long.
They didn't pitch very well either. I mean,
no.
Your pitchers, after those first two games, they kind of got lit up.
And by the way, Munoz, who everyone was like, oh, why don't you go to him? Munoz didn't pitch great either. Munoz got tagged around. The only saving grace is that the guy hit 110-mile-an-hour one that just happened to land in Naylor's glove.
No, but there's a point to the bring in Munoz argument at that point of the game against Springer, because you're trying to give a new look to these hitters that have seen the same pitchers over and over and over again. And Springer had seen Pizarro. He'd seen everybody. The last time he saw Andrés Muñoz in 2024. So I'm just kind of shocked, and I'm not saying that was the move to make, but I'm shocked that someone in the dugout, Manny Acta, one of the analytics guys, didn't go to Danny and say, hey, dude, he hasn't pitched to George Springer in a year. He hasn't seen him at all. Let's give him a new look. That just ideas, and you're ultimately right.
It is one of those, we were all thinking the same thing. And I know you do that, and he probably isn't going to be able to close it out for you in the ninth, but it's the old, you know, you bring in your best guy in the high leverage situations, and that was the definition of a high leverage situation. Everyone was thinking it, but at the same time, he had been good for you all year.
Well, and Wilson hadn't done it that way.
Yeah.
I mean, some managers do it that way all season. Dan Wilson doesn't.
No.
So I don't mind a manager when he sticks with the, because guys are in roles. That a good manager puts guys in roles. They are in the same spots every time.
Yeah. And he had been
that
money.
Helps them succeed. That guy's good. You know he's good, Pizarro. So Wilson was just doing what he's got guys in the same slots, except he, you know, the whole thing with Wu coming in. But I'm okay with a manager sticking with his guns.
It's just one of those things that when it doesn't work out, then it's easy to break out the pitchforks and be like, you dumbass, you're a terrible manager, and, you know, blah, blah, blah. Even though, like, you got to game seven. Like, obviously, he's not the worst manager in the world, and, oh, he can't manage a pitching staff. He's done, obviously, a decent job of it, and it's just one of those where we string up guys, and ultimately, like you mentioned, the starting pitching was garbage for most of that series, with the exception of one, and you didn't hit with runners in scoring position, and the bottom half of your lineup gave you nothing. That's just as, you know, but it's easy to point to one thing. And by the way, that was in the seventh inning. You still had time to do something after that, and you couldn't get it done.
Yeah, Julio swinging at three balls to end the game, not to give Cal an opportunity. Like, there's many, many points.
Did you hear Hoffman afterwards, too? They were interviewing Hoffman, and they said, what was the mentality? And he joked, and he goes, all I was thinking was, don't get to Raleigh. He was terrified. He goes, just don't get to Raleigh. Because if you get to Raleigh, now it's not a tie ball game. Raleigh's swinging to win.
By the way, how good is that Hoffman guy?
Yeah. And after throwing like 36, 37 pitches the previous day.
He's nasty.
Yeah.
Well, a couple other texts. It's liberating to not care that much, Schultzy. That's a texter for you. I don't know if that helps you today, but...
appreciate it. But we all care about certain things in this life, right? Nobody can care about nothing.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Okay. Well, I have certain things that I care about. This is one of them very, very deeply, and I appreciate the sentiment, but it's just... It's one of those things, guys. Like, it's just...
We get it. Here's another one that says, this is the sports version of it's better to have loved and lost than never to have loved.
I think I just said that last week
while
Suk was gone.
And another one says, sports is pretty much the worst until you turn to politics, which makes you realize that sports are pretty great.
Yeah.
Well, I've worked in news, so I would agree with that. Yes, that's sports good, is way better.
Once again, the
it's
idea...
a good text.
Anytime you've ever had your heart broken, you just tell yourself, at least you know it still works. Because when you lose something, suppose that you love, and it doesn't make an impact on you, that's when you know that you're either dead or you're a serial killer. So it's good. Let you know that the ticker and the emotions still work.
All right. Well, let's move on to some other stuff, shall we?
The NBA? It's over. Let's go!
The Major League Baseball, it's not over. We've got our World Series.
And by the way, I think it's going to be a fun World Series.
You think so?
Yeah. Toronto Dodgers? Let's go.
I was really looking forward to Mariners Dodgers.
Yeah. Look, the Blue Jays are a great story. They were in last place last year.
Good team.
Right? Canada's team. Dude, they're never out of it. That more comeback wins than any team in Major League Baseball. Look, I get that obviously sucked what happened, but I'm excited about Blue Jays and Dodgers.
I can't say that I am, but maybe it will get me once it gets cranked up.
Unless the Dodgers just sweep you and become the first team in 25 years to win a back-to-back World Series.
I didn't even see it, but because the series was over, but I guess Shohei hit 3 home runs and then...
You didn't see that?
Well, I saw the highlights, but I wasn't watching the game because...
Yeah.
Wasn't it already 3-0?
Yeah.
So I was like,
was game 4.
Yeah.
Threw 6-plus innings, gave
10
up...
10 strikeouts.
10 strikeouts.
And then hit 3 home runs and one of them was like out of the ballpark?
Yes.
Dude?
It's the single greatest performance in a game, and certainly in postseason history.
Yeah, dude. What do they say? You usually can't beat a team as one single player in a lineup in baseball.
But you did.
Shohei can.
Yeah. Again, there's nothing.
God.
Again, someone I think was Rusty was talking about. That's like Travis Hunter catching 12 balls for 3 touchdowns and then having 2 pick sixes. Like that doesn't happen. There's not another sport that lends itself to that. That is a one of one.
Okay, well, rest in peace, Seattle Mariners, and part of Schulte's cold black heart. Mm. Just another piece of it. Flaked off and crusting on the ground.
It's not good, Bob.
But you know what's great about it? Is there's still a little beat in there. And next year, when the Mariners win 96 games and go to the playoffs, that'll be beaten a little faster.
Yeah. You just wait till the Ducks play Ohio State again, Schulte. It'll go great.
Whoopity-doo. You know what? I need a break from big games for a while.
You're exhausted.
Yeah, I am. I am excited just to have some normal sports weeks.
There you go.
Turn to tennis.
Go Blazers.
Go Blazers. When do they start? Tomorrow night? Tonight or tomorrow night?
It's not tomorrow night. Yeah, tonight's only the 2 games.
The 2, yeah. Well, we're not going to talk about those games. But
we
will
talk about Rockets Thunder?
We will be talking about the weekend that was in college football coming up on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contract. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
Whoa, boss, how did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. Mm. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Now to college football, where, it seems the cream is rising to the top.
Is there cream?
A little bit.
I feel like everything's just kind of...
Well,
This is more open. I feel like college football is becoming more like the NFL, where there's tiers. But I mean, the best team in football right now in a lot of people's minds is 4-3. And I'm not saying that you're going to get to that point.
Wait, who's that?
That's the Kansas City Chiefs.
Oh, best team in, you're talking about the NFL.
Yeah, the NFL.
I thought you were talking about college.
No. But I just think when you look at college now, the days of this, having two or three teams that are just head and shoulders better than everyone else, I just think those days are gone. I do think that parity has arrived, and you know, like the SEC and obviously you look up and down their standings. There's a lot of losses. Like Texas A&M's undefeated. Texas A&M is not going to be undefeated. They're not that good. I just think
that's what I meant by
there's just a lot of parity.
By the cream is rising to the top. And Texas A&M hasn't lost yet, but what do you want to bet they lose to LSU this week?
Yeah.
They have to go to Baton Rouge.
Yeah.
Miami lost. Mm-hmm. Cristobal did what Cristobal does.
Yep.
You know, Ole Miss lost.
Mm-hmm.
And you look at the rankings, you know, Ohio State and Indiana are the top two teams. And
yeah.
That hasn't changed, you know, make most people think those are two of the top teams in the country, if not the top two. But then you look at the rankings and see Alabama all of a sudden,
yep.
Number four.
Yep.
Remember when we were talking about them after losing to Florida State, Georgia continues to win, number five, Oregon sitting there at six. Like, that's what I'm saying with the cream. Like, it's slowly shifting to where it was like all these surprise teams. Oh, my God. And that's not to say Miami's not good or Texas A&M's not good or Ole Miss can't get in the tournament or, you know what I mean?
Sure.
But Oklahoma was the toast of college football for a while, and then mm-hmm. Texas beat them down. So it's just, I don't know. I just think the teams, it seems like the teams that we thought were going to be good are turning out to be pretty damn good.
Sure.
Notre Dame's rising up the rankings again. They're awesome.
There's not a team. When you look through it, whether it's Ohio State, Indiana, Alabama, whatever.
Oh, Tech lost too.
Yeah, Tech lost.
There's another one.
And that was one where all of a sudden, you know, we were kind of talking about Texas Tech and you look in the Big 12 and it was like, dude, there is a clear path for Texas Tech. And then Sam Levitt comes back, plays a great game, and away you go. By the way, BYU is undefeated, and that's not an elite team, but
they going down in Ames this weekend?
It's possible. Although Iowa State's lost like their three best corners. So, you know, Iowa State's playing with one hand tied behind their back, but they've got Texas Tech the week after that. But watch them beat Iowa State and Texas Tech, and then they lose to like TCU. I think the days of truly elite stacked teams are done. I don't think we're going to look back at like those Miami teams or some of those Alabama teams. I mean, Kirby Smart even says this, where like you're just not going to be head and shoulders better than everyone else. You're just not. I mean, you look through when Oregon played Indiana, and Oregon is a more talented team than Indiana. They are. But in that on that day, and maybe on the season, I don't know, Indiana was just better than Oregon. But Indiana has NFL guys. They have an NFL quarterback. They have two NFL receivers, two NFL defensive linemen, two NFL linebackers. They had the best corner. And that's Indiana, for God's sakes. And this is just kind of the way it's going, that you're not stockpiling talent. And so I just think last year's national title team, which clearly was the best team in the country, right? Ohio State. No one can argue with that. They beat the hell out of everyone in the playoff. They lost a close one to Oregon, and then they lost to Michigan, for God's sakes. And I just think more often than not, that's going to end up being your national title, as opposed to someone that starts the season and just runs roughshod over everybody and never really is tested as undefeated. I think you're going to see a lot of national champions that at one point during the season we look at and be like, huh? If Alabama ends up winning a national title this year, wouldn't shock me at all. Ty Simpson might be the best player in college football, and Alabama's got it rolling. It looks like DeBoer's kind of figured some things out down there. Really impressive win against Vanderbilt.
Oh, Missouri, too.
Yeah, Missouri. And then you look at Alabama. After that game against Florida State, you were like, oh, my God. Like, their offensive line was putrid, and Simpson did not look like the player we're seeing. And there just looked like there was no effort whatsoever. And now watch Alabama lay an egg towards the end of the year against like Auburn. And that would be prime Ohio State. And then they'll get into the playoff as a two loss team and then look out. So I just think that we're entering a world where schools, and this goes for the Penn States of the world or anyone like Lincoln Riley right now, USC, that people are clamoring for, you're going to have to recalibrate what you consider to be an elite season and what's going to be an acceptable season in the world of college football. And occasionally you're going to have to deal with the fact that there's going to be a stinker where the season just ends up being a lost season, as opposed to just saying, well, now we're going to eat $100 million and try to go find, I don't know, the next version. Like if James Franklin got fired and they're going to bring in Matt Rhule, you're just hiring another James Franklin just to the tune of a $90 yeah. million dollar no, loss.
I mean, I agree with you. Like it's obvious that it's just, and it's more fun. It's more parity. It's more fun.
Yeah.
Like Texas is what?
I agree.
What is Texas? They're like
they're 5-2.
Okay, so they're, you know, they're hanging around, but it's just that said, all that I agree with. That said, the cream is still rising to the, like the better teams with the most talent is making its way to the top.
Sure.
Alabama, Georgia, yeah. Oregon, Ohio State's not going anywhere. No. That's probably the best team. Yeah. But yeah, there's that's going to be the fun of the tournament.
Yeah.
Is once that all the dust settles for that thing.
It's going to be fun.
That's going to be a blast because I don't know, and it's too early to get into this.
Yeah.
But we are already on week 9.
Yeah.
And if you look at some of the mock brackets, mm-hmm. dude, there are some tasty
yes.
matchups in that tournament.
Like if you get, let's say you get, I don't know, you mentioned Miami, right? And Miami goes out and Carson Beck looks like the old Carson Beck. Throws some picks and they end up.
Wait, is this the new Carson Beck or the old Carson? Like which one throws four picks? I'm
old,
confused.
The old
that's
Carson.
The old
that's
Carson
the old
Beck?
Carson
okay,
Beck.
Gotcha.
Right? And they end up getting clipped by Louisville, right? They end up losing, what, 24-21. And so we're going to say Cristobal doing Cristobal things. They lost by 3 points with Carson Beck throwing four interceptions.
Yeah, they were. I don't know if you saw that game.
Yeah.
Dude. They were so bad.
Yes.
In giving that game away.
And they
absolutely crystal-balled that game.
Yes. But Miami is as talented as anyone in the country. And that's my point is if Miami gets into the tournament, and they probably will, even if they lose another game and they end up winning the ACC and getting in, and that ends up being like last year's Clemson team, right? Clemson ended up winning the ACC. I think they won it with 3 losses. And you're sitting there. Let's say I'm Ohio State and I'm the 1 seed or the 2 seed, and I get a bye, and then I get the reward of playing Miami as my first game after 3 weeks off. I don't want to see that. And I think that's what I'm talking about. Like Ohio State last year was that for Oregon. You're like, hey, your reward for winning everything in your first round game is the Ohio State Buckeyes. That could be Miami this year. You don't want to, that's just not a team, or Alabama or Georgia. One of those teams is probably going to be in a 2-loss team that's a 9, 10, or 11 that's going to get one of those teams that get a bye, and that's going to be your reward. And I just think it's going to create for some really dynamic playoff scenarios, like you said, where I think this year there seems to be, in my mind, more teams capable. I don't know about winning the whole thing, but there's some teams that are capable of knocking off some big dogs if you find a way to get in.
So we got to take a break. And when we come back, I'm going to give you 3 teams, and I want to know if you will take them, one of them, or the field to win the championship. Because as much as we're talking parity, I think that might come down to one of these 3 teams. So we'll get to that when we come back on The Fan. All right, we're talking a little college football here on The Fan. Souk back from Portugal, the man. Mm-hmm. Portugal man. How was it?
Portugal's great.
Yeah.
That's one of my... That's top of my list in Europe. I very much enjoyed it. Still has, it hasn't become Disneyland just yet. Like overrun with tourism. So definitely 2 thumbs up. Go if you have the means.
So, and if you don't, just, I don't know, go to like North Dakota or something.
Yeah, something like that.
That's all we can recommend to you.
You can go to Idaho.
If you don't have the means to go to Portugal, like big radio guy over here.
You can go pretty cheap.
Okay, so... In the interest of... man.
You all right?
Well, we're behind.
Hmm. My fault.
Yeah, it
damn
is
it, Schultzy.
Damn right it's your fault. So I'll give you... Okay, so we're talking college football, and we're talking about how we had kind of 2 different discussions. One is, you know, the cream seems to be rising to the top. The teams we thought that would be good are good. They're rising up the rankings. Hmm. And some of the teams that we thought maybe weren't quite... Maybe they were overinflated. Doesn't mean they're not good, but... Teams that are really talented but were undefeated are no longer undefeated. And and then you're talking about the other discussion was like just parity in college football. But I would still venture that if I gave you these 3 teams, you would take these 3 teams, one of these 3 teams, to win the championship over the field.
Okay.
I'm giving you right now, I'll give you Alabama, mm-hmm. Ohio State, and Notre Dame.
Ooh.
So that leaves you, I'll give you one of those 3, but that leaves you with, if you want the field, you get Indiana, you get Oregon, you get Georgia, you get Miami, you get A&M, you get Mississippi, Missouri, whatever other SEC team sneaks in there.
Can you kick Notre Dame out of there and give me someone else?
No, I can't, because I think that Notre Dame is a top 5 team. Now, their chances of making the tournament, I mean, they got to win out.
Yeah,
like they cannot, they could not lose that game to USC, and they didn't.
And it's a very easy.
Yes, they've already played. Their heavy lifting is done.
Yeah,
but they still can't stumble. Last year they stumbled. They lost to Northern Illinois, and it didn't cost them because it was early. But they can't do that late to a lesser team. They have to win out. But I think if Notre Dame gets in there, that team's as good, if not better, than Oregon. Miami, Georgia.
They're bullies, and they got a freshman quarterback that's getting better, arguably the best running back in the country.
So I'll give you those three.
Yeah, I'll take it.
Or the Fields. Yeah, I think the champ, still, as much as this talk of parity, the old standbys, Alabama, Ohio State, Notre Dame, there's your champion.
Yeah, look, I can't disagree with that. I just think when I look at teams that are capable of winning it all, I think we're going to enter a realm here where I don't think it's going to be the same handful of teams every year. This year, it may be. But I do think we're entering an era where you're going to see some new blood that is going to get over that's going to get over the hump, especially if we see a couple of those teams that have to go through each other. You know,
the bracket is a big, because I was looking at if the tournament started today,
sure,
Alabama and Ohio State would be on the same side.
See, and those may be the two best teams in the country, but you know, and that's what some people said about Oregon and Ohio State last year. Those are the two best teams, and they got to meet in basically the second round because they
changed it up this year to where the top four teams get a bye.
Boise and Arizona State do not get a bye, you know, for God's sakes.
Yeah. So right now, Oregon would be the six, and they would play BYU.
Yeah.
And the winner would go play Texas A&M.
And see, for Oregon, I think that's a very good path. One, you're just better than BYU. You would beat BYU. And A&M is good, but I don't think A&M scares you by any stretch of the imagination. I think A&M is one of those. A&M's a talented team that is, they're a bit of a pretender. They're not the third best team in the country. Just like Penn State wasn't the third best team in the country when they
played. Well, again, it's just way too early to be looking at all this stuff because it's just going to change so much. There's a lot of big games coming up. The SEC is wide open. So who knows? But it's just kind of interesting. If you look at if you want to look ahead and look at each week, how the bracket lays out based on the rankings, it's pretty juicy, man.
Yeah.
You get some really good games. Yeah. Like Miami right now would play Mississippi in an 8-9 game for the right to play Ohio State.
Be fantastic.
I mean, sign me up.
Yeah. The playoff this year is going to be phenomenal.
All right. Coming up next, the NFL. Russell Wilson hates Sean Payton.
Yes, he does. I think the feeling's
mutual. And Sean Payton hates Russell Wilson.
Yeah, it's kind of fun.
We'll get some NFL stuff coming up next on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold, listening to this music, while you wait and wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call, because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.